I tried getting my ass ate.
Yeah.
By the lady that I was dating at the time.
And how did you prep for that?
I walked in. I was like, guess who didn't shit today? And then she was like, my retainer's in. And I was like, take it out, dumbass. I got a little treat for you. So, this is
bad. Some of this is bad. Some of this is bad. Some of this is bad. To drag out. Horse.
No. Yeah, diuretic is pee, but I think people think because it has basically the word diarrhea in it. But no, yeah. But before you get cum in your ass, you have to fucking clean it out. You got to douche. So there's shouldn't be shit in it.
Hey, you got a lot of knowledge for someone who doesn't know what he's doing.
And I'll just say, you don't have to.
You
do
guys
anything
didn't
that.
Ask as many questions as you should have last time I was on here, by the way.
Hey, so we'll like, be back.
You've learned more about me now.
Oh, you're coming back. We actually just bleeped your name out of the podcast and the podcast that came out today because someone said something about you and we didn't know if it was true or not or that it could be talked.
Who was it?
Spencer Cavins.
My friends, especially ones who are in recovery, they all suck off trans women.
Are you implying that Matt Ross does that? Huh?
Oh, he said that I like trans women.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't think we can say that Matt Ross likes trans women. He didn't say that on the podcast.
Yeah. So I mean, I appreciate I mean, I wouldn't have been like, what the fuck? But like,
my stance is we could say anything.
Yeah.
Who was it?
We're going to out Matt Ross.
Who was it on one of the clips that you guys posted of me?
We didn't post the cheating one, so don't do that.
No. This girl I know who's trans commented, and I responded to her comment, and then you guys on the Some of This Is Bad page put the emojis that under it. Yeah, I was like, yeah, guys, whatever.
You know how I knew that you liked trans people before women before that you said that was that because every time a trans woman, a hot trans woman, started following the podcast or us, it'd be like followed by Matt Ross.
I'll have a follower and it's like a hot girl and I'll be like, oh, what the fuck is it? And I'll click on it and it's like followed by Matt Ross. And I go to her page and it goes Triple F Podcast, Matt Ross, and then me. And I'm like, oh, god damn it. She
doesn't care about me.
Fuck,
man. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
Are you getting a lot of puss from your online presence?
Think it helps.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a difference?
Yeah.
Have you noticed a difference? Is it more?
Since I have more following online and stuff? Well, yeah, because a lot more people are in my DMs and stuff for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. People, yeah. Not women.
And you follow up?
Huh?
And you follow up?
Keyword people.
Follow up? What? I didn't hear it. I missed it.
And you follow up on it? You hunt it down?
Sometimes. I don't know. It depends.
Yeah.
You got to catch me in the right mood, which is like 90% of the time I'm in the right mood. My refractory period.
Being horny is literally a fucking disease at this point.
Yeah.
I feel crazy.
You said something. I don't remember if this was off pod or I watched a clip of it or something where you started to do is jerk off at the beginning of your day.
Oh yeah.
And then I do that all
the
time.
I have not posted that clip yet.
You must have said it.
I did. We posted that clip.
No, I just started OnlyFans. I haven't jerked off on cam yet.
No.
Now I'm in a new neighborhood, so there's like new guys. Yeah. And there's a lot of DL guys in Easton Park.
Oh, there's a lot of DL guys in Austin.
What is the word?
DL. Down low.
Oh, down low.
You know what I do hate, though? I hate when they're like, DL. And I go, you're 22. You're not DL, okay?
Yeah.
You're just bi or gay.
Yeah, you're just closeted.
Closeted. You're, yeah.
Because DL mostly describes like a guy who's like married and his wife doesn't know.
Or like 30
and up. That's how I feel about it. It's like, I am DL.
They're
I'm
undercover
not
gays.
Come out.
The undercover gays. They're among us, dude.
We
got in trouble saying this one time, but sometimes the guys are like DL and you're like, send up a face pic. And then they do. And you're like, there's nothing DL about your face.
Yeah.
They're like,
The gayest face.
What's going
with
on?
With their cross around their neck, just like.
Oh, I love the cross. I'm gonna get killed. I jerk off with these guys, and then I'm talking about it on our podcast.
Yeah.
I need to figure out what's an appropriate way to be like, are you closeted? Because that's a very just apparently. No, I'd say, are you closeted? And they'll get like fucking mad. Like, yeah, is it a fucking problem? I'm like, no, calm down, buddy.
That's a pretty straight reaction, though. Is it a fucking problem?
Yeah.
No, I go like, no, it's not a problem. In fact, it's better for me. I would never want a relationship. So that's great.
I know, but I'm going through a thing right now where I'm like, is it bad to be hooking up with the DL guys? Because they are so hot. But it's such bad energy, especially after they come. And you're kind of
nobody's ever exited your apartment quicker than a guy who's DL who just got his balls drained. No, I mean, it's not.
When he has to spend time with you as a person.
When he looks, when he has to.
I'll fucking destroy you. when they're like buckling up and they're like, fuck, and you're like, okay, you gotta go. Like,
you actually watch them like panic like that.
When you're like, whoa, I thought we were just having fun, and then all of a sudden they come and they're like, they act super weird, and you're like, this isn't fun, and then they hit you up again, and you're like, no,
yeah, that's scary energy. That's the kind of guy who, if for some reason people found out, he would like kill you to cover his tracks.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, I should probably stop talking about on the podcast.
Yeah, because he's talking about me. It's like no discernible things that we're saying at all. Yeah, I wear a cross around my neck. That little.
It's scary. Know. But also, I'm like, is it ethical to hook up with these people? I'm like, what's ethical?
I don't know.
Ethical.
It is a sin, though.
No, but let me tell you the difference. Yeah. I have been socialized female, so all of my friends have been women up until I was like 25. So I feel like I'm constantly like, well, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, and now all the guys are like, it's fine. Like even sometimes we have guys here, and we have them take their shirts off, and we're like, is that okay to ask guys to do? And they're like, yeah, it's, you can sexualize men. I was like, can you? Like,
you
I don't.
Can, and it's also like they take their shirt off every day. I bet these guys take their shirts off every day.
I know.
Actually,
I just
and another thing.
I spend time with women. So I feel bad.
Yeah. Since I've been living with Dean Kong, they box in the driveway.
Oh, wow.
And so I'll just look out the window over my plants that are very tasteful. And through my plants, I just see like six dudes just like.
Like, it's so funny how hard they're trying to be men. Let's fucking fight in the driveway.
The car is open for some reason.
My favorite thing to do is to like grab a towel and put it around my head and like act like I have a fake baby and be like, the electricity's being cut. And you fucking boys, you think you're men, but you are boys out here.
Turn to Aaron Brockovich real quick.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but I won't.
What's going on with all the Gatorades?
Well, they brought. I was in the here for the last pod, and they were like, "Do you want these Gatorades?" And I'm not going to say no, but I do. I was wondering if you were going to say that. But I didn't want to drink them
Gatorades
right now. I know. Well, that's the thing. I don't want them right now. I don't want to start my day with two full sugar Gatorades.
Yeah.
But anyways, I should exit so you guys can have your time with Josh. It's always a pleasure to be on this.
We love you. We'd love to have you back.
This is bad. I'll definitely come back.
This might make it in the episode.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. Little sneak peek. Come on.
Matt Ross. Also, check out the Triple F podcast with Matt Ross and myself.
And say hi to the boys, Matt. Come on.
Hey, boys. Thank you for all the follows and all the DMs. I see them. I can't respond because I feel weird.
Yeah. But he loves trans.
Oh, I love.
Thank you for coming out publicly. I've been holding on to this for weeks.
Dude, you guys were. No, but honestly, here's the thing, bro. Like, so I told the boys like forever ago, and they've been handling it weirdly. And
I don't like eye contact with them anymore.
Over time,
I can't grow my hair out.
I truly feel like I am the bridge because it's like I also like get a lot of pussy. I really, really enjoy pussy. So I'm the bridge between like guys who are like, but he gets pussy, but like sometimes he like. Dicks, and I'm like, only if they're on women, and they're like, like, you know, so it's nice, but they've been low key outing me like slowly since I told them. Like, if anybody ever mentions anything, like, sometimes it's just as simple as them being like, you know, in public. Uh-huh. But then people see that, or like, so like a joke, and they'll like say something like on a podcast, or then like Spencer did it when I was on him and Nat's podcast, and it's just
and
like
then
all
again
right, you
when
know?
He came on ours,
yeah, and then again, he just again when he came on the gayest arc. Podcast yeah. in the world, he was like, by the way, Matt Rock, you know, so yeah, it's nice, you know. I feel like if I was ever gonna do it, Austin's the place to do it.
Yeah,
amazing.
True. And this is and some of this is bad is the place to do it probably uh-huh. too. So
yeah. You're anyways. Like our what's his fucking name? Todd Glass.
I don't understand the reference.
When he's right there. He went on to Marc Maron and came out as gay.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh wow.
He's
yeah,
gay?
I am. I am.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Todd Glass.
I'm Todd Glass, I guess, of some of this is bad. I'm not fully gay. Hey.
I'm just clarifying.
Either way. Hey, yeah. You're just DL. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. DL. Scary.
I'll try and practice my DL face.
Oh, I'm scared. Right side of the apartment, last door.
Oh, no. Okay. All right, guys. Scary. You guys have fun. Bye, we'll be back. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. How old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I look younger, though, I think.
No.
No?
Jesus.
It's already off to a bad start.
No. I would say you look 28. No, you actually do look like 17.
You could play both.
Yeah.
You could be still in high school. You could be one of those guys that does high school roles on Riverdale.
Yeah. I'd be like the dork on Riverdale.
100%. Like, you know, shit kicked out of you?
Yeah. By like the hot guy.
I'm Matt Ross.
I'm Matt Ross. The football quarterback who secretly wants to fuck me.
I could see you shooting Drake in the back in Degrassi.
Is that what happened
in Degrassi? He got shot in the back?
Yeah.
Became paralyzed.
Whoa. Yeah, that's the whole meme. In a wheelchair. By the way, huge cock.
I still haven't fucking
seen
it.
We haven't seen it.
What are you doing? Go to Google right now.
It's so hard to find.
No, I tried to.
It's super easy. We just found it on the last thing we were just doing.
Well, then show me.
No, Jeremy,
pull it up. Watch him pull it out.
Yeah. Do you guys talk about how big their dicks are? No.
Not really, because I feel like if you do, it's weird. I think that's a weird thing to do. Like, it's like as if my straight friend is like, I have a big fucking cock. I'd be like, no, you don't. You know what I mean?
My dad always did growing up.
He talked about his big,
how big his dick is. He's like, you're lucky you're a Dowling because we all have huge dicks.
That's, you know what, my dad used to be like.
And I remember being like, Dad, you must be compensating. And one time I walked in, I was like, damn.
He had one?
Yeah, my dad has a
was it now? Was it just
dick.
Because you were a little boy and you were comparing it to your little boy
I was
penis?
A very tiny little boy.
You were a tiny little boy and you saw a man penis.
Maybe
for the first
that's
time.
Why I like why I'm boy.
No. Your gay doesn't work like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Freudian whatever.
The Freudian slip, but it would be like, I guess it wouldn't be, it would still be Freud. Well, is it Freudian if it's gay?
I actually used to think I had a small dick, but I actually was just really fat.
What did he think about gay people? Freud?
Didn't like them.
Sigmund
Freud?
Yeah,
I can imagine. It was in the 1900s, like early 1900s.
But it was Vienna.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Vienna pre-World War II was like.
Super gay?
Yeah, it was like one of the first.
It's like Vienna
places,
now.
It's like one of the first places to do like trans operations. It was like,
oh okay.
It was one
I feel
of the
like
gayest
every country
places.
Always says that. It's like it's the first place to ever trans. It's like how many a couple places was the first place to do trans operations?
I think just the one Germany or Austria, depending on who you talk to.
Yeah,
I call it Germany. I don't know. It's a history joke about.
I don't know anything about history.
Yeah, I saw that in your eyes, but.
Yeah. I didn't really go because did you graduate high school in 2013?
Yes.
Yeah. 2012. So we were in class together. But
no, he wasn't in your class. He was in SPED.
SPED?
I was in SPED.
Where'd you grow up?
I'm from Massachusetts.
You said that yesterday. Yeah. I remember that. What about you, Colin?
Army brat.
So everywhere.
Yeah, but mostly Colorado. Like I went to high school and middle school there.
Okay. Yeah. How big was your class? Did you graduate?
600.
600?
Oh, 78.
78? Were you openly gay in high school?
No.
Yeah, did you have a girlfriend in high school?
No, I was like I said, I was socialized female, so I was like walking down the hallway, six girls on either arm, just like stomping down, being like, they're all like, he's not gay. But,
yeah, I have like four people I know who are
everyone
just the
was
same
like, Dylan Carlino is gay, and everyone was like, me and all the girls were like, no, he's not.
Yeah. Did you play sports?
No.
No? Okay.
I actually
You're huge.
Yeah,
you're like a tall guy.
Don't say that. But
you're like 6'5". I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I probably should have. I now looking back, I feel like I'm now more masculine than I've ever been now in my adulthood.
Well, I walk you, dude. You,
like, yeah. Like, I've actually never been more masculine a day in my life.
You walked in, and I know that you're fucking. Your legs are jacked.
Oh yeah,
thanks. You have crazy legs.
Well, I work out every day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah.
You can't let it go.
No.
Yeah, he stopped. What he did is he started listening to Jordan Peterson. Now he's not a victim anymore. Now he's like,
I was a victim for a long time.
Yeah, now you're the alpha.
Yeah, 100%.
I hate that word.
I do too. Alpha? I'm addicted to
it. It doesn't make sense. Just like, it doesn't exist.
Although I'm addicted
to it. And I'll tell you a story about that if you want to hear about it.
Yeah, let's tune in.
Okay, so the idea from Alpha was an alpha wolf, and it was like, it subscribed all these like masculine traits. But now that they have all those wolves in Yellowstone, they're studying wolves for like the actual first time. And there's this one a wolf that's called Psycho Bitch. And she is the leader of this wolf pack. Yeah, she is.
I love that.
And they're like, she was like murdering different dogs and like,
just the Hillary Clinton of wolves.
She would do Nancy
Your
Pelosi.
Old reference. The Hillary Clinton.
She's not in power anymore. When was she in power?
So what are these wolves?
I don't know. Was Hill never in power? I love Hill, you know, but I voted for her.
I didn't vote that year.
I've never voted in my life.
I'm sorry, guys.
Wait, I do want to say, though, the psycho bitch, the female
I said
wolf.
That year, but the only one year I voted for was McCain and Palin against fucking Obama.
Your brain is, like, broken.
That's that army brat. Yeah,
I have come a long way.
Wait, press play.
I'm trying to press play.
I'm actually curious if you guys think this is a big penis. Because you guys have more exposure to big penises.
So many penises are small.
Yeah.
You have no idea. And they're like, a lot of them are gross.
A lot of them are gross.
Now,
but
sometimes guys send you a penis and you go, really?
And you go,
oh, whoa.
That would, you know how bad that would hurt?
What?
If like in a scenario where I'm a gay guy, like I'm a closeted man and it's like the first time I'm having like a sexual experience and Dylan, I pull out my penis and Dylan goes, really? I would be like, oh my God.
Josh, can I say something? I'm an evil bitch on this podcast. I'm very nice in person.
Okay.
I would jerk off your little dick. I'd be like, thanks for coming over to the suck shack.
To the suck shack.
Yeah, it's my apartment. But yeah, I'm not like mean like that. I think it's like, you can't be mean like that to men. They'll kill you.
Yeah, that's true. That's
men will literally strangle you to death.
100% they will.
Yeah, and it's like, also, you don't need it to be big.
Is it better as a gay guy to make it to be smaller?
No, everybody if you're a bottom. On everything, average is best. That's why it's average. It's because that's made for our holes.
You know what, though?
Anything above average, you have to have a bit. I call them mouth penises. I'll put it in my mouth, but I'm not going to put it in my hole.
Have you ever had one that's so big that it actually, like, I had one that
droops over? You talk about every podcast.
That's not what I was going to say. I do love when they're so big that they droop down.
Like it's a sad, like a dragon, like a sad dragon.
Right, yeah. It's perfect for the throat, but I like when they're so big that you can't even get it down your throat. You're like, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, that's fun, but I'm not putting, like, that's my, I would have to have a big hole for your big dick, and I have a very tight hole.
Yeah, it's tight.
So tight.
Have you guys hooked up?
No.
There's
no energy here.
We're not
really.
We're not interested. In that. Do you want that?
That's I mean, crazy. It'd make for like an interesting podcast even more. So, just for like the sake of the podcast,
think you should have sex with people that you do podcasts with.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to fuck Matt. I mean, I don't want to fuck Matt.
We will do that, but
maybe that.
Bring him back in. I actually think on the last episode, someone was like, "Who's the hottest?" And we both were like, "Matt Ross."
Yeah. Well, I was comfortable saying it. He didn't want
to
say that.
You know what? I didn't want to give it to Matt.
Here's something that I told you this the other day, Colton. You said something to me the second time that we met that's haunted me. You told me
actually. I have a lot of people say this to me. Like the first time we ever met, you said some shit to me.
You told me outside of Black Rabbit, you were like, you know what, Matt, and you were like, I would fuck you and Josh differently. And you said, Matt, I would bottom for you. Josh, I would top for you.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean? I've been thinking about it. I was like, what could that mean?
Colton wants to bend your ass over and rip that little redhead apart.
Why would you want to fuck me and not
fuck Matt. What makes you go, I don't want to fuck Matt.
I don't want to fuck Matt.
I don't want to fuck Matt.
You want Matt to fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but you want to, but you would fuck me. I don't want to say you want to because that
sure.
feels cocky.
I mean,
that feels a little cocky. But
if it was on the table, I'd put it in.
I actually, you know what?
My asshole is not well maintenanced.
No, no straight
well, man's I yeah. Is that a thing? DL, no, DL guys, this term that I've just learned, are their buttholes well maintained?
I would never touch a DL guy's ass. yeah. Let's just be clear about that.
That's so funny.
Yeah. There's some comfortability
but
that there's
not
there.
You have some cheeks on you.
Yeah, I got anterior pelvic tilt. It's medically like I like my hip flexors are tighter in the front, so my ass sticks out in the back.
You know what's funny? Because you said that, and you told me about. You were like, Colton said this to me, and then you walked away, and I was like, oh shit.
You're like, I fucked the shit out of that ass.
I go, he's got a fucking dump truck on him.
Yeah, I do a joke where I go on, I talk about how I have like a fat ass and red hair. You're like, Ice Spice is performing at the Creek of the Cave.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Do girls like your ass?
Yeah, my girl does, for
sure.
What
does she do with it?
Nothing.
Nothing, yeah. I'm not a big fan. I've tried. Not. It doesn't do anything for me. I haven't tried maybe well enough. Like, I know that you guys are probably like, maybe you didn't do it the right way,
walk through.
You're putting a lot of assumptions on us.
Okay. Well, I just feel like you guys are more expert. You know, it's the same way that if you guys were like, shooting guns isn't fun, I'd be like, but you haven't shot the right guns. But also, you know what I mean? It's like...
I'm like,
I don't like butt stuff. You're like, well, you just haven't done it with me.
I haven't done it.
I'm not a prove it type of person. Yeah. He has never bottomed.
I've never bottomed, but I still want a fat fucking ass.
Your hair moved when you said that.
I don't want a cool look on you. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want a dick in my ass, but I want to have a fucking dump truck ass to walk around with and be like, oh, this fucking thing?
This guy? Oh, yeah. Oh, you talking about Betsy back
here? I love it. I love, like, in porn when guys are thrusting and they have big asses, the tops.
God, I hate that back view.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it. Wait, does gay porn have, like, the under view that straight porn does?
I don't like that.
I don't mind that.
I don't like
I don't like that one. It's like you're looking up his asshole.
No, let me see his face.
Mm. You're a face guy.
I'm a feminist.
But I also hate when it's too close up and he's just...
Oh, yeah. I say this on stage recently, but I've been really watching a lot of heterosexual porn of men eating women out where it's like you're actually watching the guy and he's kind of like looking at the camera and eating her out. It's actually like sick.
So are you watching full videos of that or are you going to straight videos and then just finding that in the video?
That second one. Yeah.
Gonna say because if they're making
I thought
just
you were gonna
videos,
suggest he was doing pictures.
Oh, could you imagine? No, I don't like pictures.
Yeah, no, it's not 2006 anymore.
No,
yeah,
when
yeah.
I go to when I accidentally hit images on my you know instead of videos, I'm like, oh, like I this
sucks. Yeah.
Well, wait, you said that you have tried.
Yeah,
but maybe the wrong way. How'd you try?
Just like back when this was really going around. What's up? What'd you say?
The jackhammer 3000.
Yeah. The traffic cone.
Yeah.
No, it was just when everybody was eating ass. That was a big thing. Everybody was talking about it. All my friends were. And like, this is like, I don't know, 5 years ago I tried it. And I was like, it does nothing.
You tried it.
You tried eating ass or you tried getting
getting my ass ate.
Yeah.
By the lady that I was dating at the time.
And how did you prep for that?
I walked in. I was like, "Guess who didn't shit today?" And then she was like,
I don't think
"And then she was
works.
Like, my retainer's in." I was like, "Take it out, dumbass! I got a little treat for you."
I didn't get prep at all.
You have to shit before, though, right? I've learned since,
right?
Well, not right before.
Yeah, not right before, but you shit and then you use an enema and you wash it out.
An enema. That is definitely for sure. Yeah, we call it douching, but yeah, for sure.
You call it douching?
Yeah.
Somehow worse.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no one likes it. No one's like, shove water up my hole.
Do you have a hairy ass?
Pretty
yeah, dude.
Well, that's the thing. I have a
fucking
hairy
so
ass.
Clean.
Okay. So it's like, I would not feel comfortable that it's ever clean when there's hair down there.
I also have...
You got to wax.
So I have like
boys,
red...
You got to do that.
So like, you know, like do the carpets match the drape? Like I do have red pubes. So and,
hell yeah.
And so
yeah.
I was like, this one time, I don't... look at my asshole. I've looked at my asshole like once. And
I have too, and it's like, oh
medically,
my God,
I was just
what
like,
happened?
Yeah. You used to be something.
And I'm like, oh my God.
So like,
I need to get some Botox.
I hooked up with a girl one time who had red hair. This is actually the catalyst of why I looked at my asshole. I was hooking up with this girl who had red hair, and I noticed she had like four like long butthole hairs that she must have missed when she was like maintenancing. And I was just staring at him. I was like, that has to be what my asshole looks like. And then I was.
It was,
yeah.
Yeah, you waxing's not gay. Just to let you know.
No, I don't think it is. And I'm not like a super.
You should just fucking wax that shit off.
Does it make it easier?
Easier
does
wipe.
It make it like,
everything's better.
But I'm a baby wipe guy, so it goes away anyways.
Oh, good for
it
you.
It goes away, mostly away.
Maybe, yeah.
But hairs are like sponges.
Mm,
so
good point.
Kind of imagine right. That.
I don't like that. If that's true, I don't like that.
No, it's for sure true.
Yeah,
have you
ever taken a shower? You
can't be positive that if you have hair down there, it's clean. Even with, like, I use baby wipes, I'm not confident.
Yeah, that's
and
why,
I'm
yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a cheerleader scrubbing at a car wash. Like,
yeah,
I'm getting
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's a crazy analogy.
I'm like a underage.
Oh no, Mr. Johnson, the principal.
That's crazy. Wow. Wait, I went and sucked this guy's dick with right here, and he was like, he had like a huge dick. And he was like,
we all know.
He goes, all guys with red hair have big dicks.
Nope, not true. My ex was a full on ginger with maybe one of the smallest dicks I've ever seen.
I'm telling you right now, I'm right in front of you, not true. Hey man,
okay,
not a huge cock. I'm not afraid to admit that.
Hey, that's fine.
What are we talking?
I think probably average. I don't know. Yeah. I've measured for sure. I don't want. I'm scared now. I'm scared because you guys are
average.
Here's the thing.
No, wait.
I'm scared.
Straight men love to go on when you're talking to them. You go, how about you? They go average, and then they send you a picture of a 2-inch dick, and you go, what do you think average is?
That's what I will see. That's the thing. This is where I go.
But
into
like,
this.
There's numbers that make the average, which is why they call it the average.
Right.
So are you meeting that average?
Yes.
Great.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah, we love
that's
that.
That's perfect.
We love that. But it's on a good day. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like I measured. So you measure on good days and bad days. You've ever done that? You know what I'm talking about? So like there's days where your dick is harder than others.
That's true.
Naturally. And those are the days where you go, that's what my dick size is. You know what I mean? What am I going to take the under? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
What am I, stupid?
Yeah. Actually, I haven't measured since high school.
Yeah,
I
same. Yeah, I mean like same here, like 19, 20 is probably when I was.
Okay.
When a girl, and when I was in the military, a girl one time wanted.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, when a girl that I was seeing, or I hadn't seen yet, it was like a girl that I was messaging that from my hometown asked to see it next to a ruler. And I was like, I gotcha. Also, I didn't like that though. She was fact checking, and like she was live fact checking.
No, that's great. I do the same thing. I'll go like, hey, put something
scale
next
to it.
It.
Yeah, put a dime on it.
Yeah,
these guys are tricky with the camera.
Yeah, they're good at it. You gotta be. Gotta be videographers. You know,
100%.
Yeah, and it's crazy when they send you a picture that's like, have you never? Did you not look at this? You can take more pictures. It's digital.
You know, the crazy is when they do really close up, and you go, who are you hiding from? Who are you hiding
this
from?
This isn't my first rodeo.
It's like right next to it. You're like, let's pull it back a little bit and see. I do measure my dick a lot just because my weight fluctuates a lot. So you're kind of always kind of like, where are we at?
The weight? Does the weight affect it?
I swear to God, I thought I had a small dick, but then I was like, oh, no, I'm just like really fat. And then I lost all the weight.
You just have high blood pressure.
Yeah, and then I lost all the weight and I was like, guess who's slinging?
How big is your dick?
Let's not talk about
it. I imagine it to be like 9 inches.
20 inches. It gets hard. It hits the ceiling. I go, oh my God, it hurts. No, it's like 8 inches.
Okay.
Bleep that out, please.
Okay.
I'm not joking. Bleep that out.
What?
It's so embarrassing.
That's big.
It's so embarrassing to have a huge fucking.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's like 15 and a half. Bleep that out, by the way.
I'm 6'5", so it doesn't look huge on, but also, it's embarrassing to say it.
You keep flexing. Like, I have a huge cock. Also, I'm 6'5". Bleep that out, by the way.
It looks also small when my wallet is in my pants because it's just there's so much money
in
there.
Yeah. I have.
So
yeah.
I don't have a lot of money. I'll give you that.
I'll give you that.
You can't have all three. But,
So you were in the military.
Yes.
After Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you come out?
Of the military.
I got out in 2017. And did you fight for Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
I think I was like in fifth grade when that was being passed. So probably not. It's definitely probably
Don't Ask, Don't Tell stopped in like 2012.
I think I want to say it was like 2012, somewhere around there. My uncle was actually the spokesperson for the Marines on policy.
That's a tough look.
And I was like, my uncle?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's
I can't imagine being like. So it's just weird. This is just a different topic. But like, it's crazy to go to try to be like the HR guy for the Marines, being like, listen, you got to support gay people. And then like in the most homophobic environment, they would be like, shut up, pussy. And it's you couldn't, it would be so hard to make leeway.
I think that military these days is like really PC.
Yeah, they're like, they're like making TikToks soldiers. And shit now. It's crazy, dude. If you made a TikTok or like a Vine or like YouTube when I was in, like,
well,
you just
they
get
did
this shit.
They, when those guys pissed on all those dead graves.
Yeah, when they were pissing on the snipers were pissing on those bodies.
Do you remember that? I remember. Oh,
pretty
my
cool
God.
Flex.
I remember looking at that being like, can you see their dicks?
When was it?
Oh, we were in high school.
That's like the Saltburn like grave scene where you're like, but can you fucking rewind it? You guys see this fucking?
That's so funny. I didn't see Saltburn, but that's
seen Saltburn?
Mm-mm.
Here's what I'll say about Saltburn without giving too much away. It was described to me as like being like a super gay movie.
Yeah.
And I watched it and it wasn't gay, but here's what it was. Here's what it is, I think, is that, what's his name? Jacob Elordi?
Elordi.
Jacob Elordi. He's just so hot that straight guys are like, I'm gay. And then they're like, this movie's gay propaganda. And it's like, no, dude, he's just the most attractive man that exists.
Yeah. I was disappointed how not gay it was.
Right? When he had that
eyebrow thing,
dude, I was like,
that got me too.
I was like, you can fuck me, dude. I don't care. Dude.
I turned to my wife and I said, should I get an eyebrow ring?
Yeah, dude. That's they trick you. That's how they trick you.
Is it the Talented Mr. Ripley for Gen Z, though?
It's 100% the Talented Mr. Ripley.
I haven't seen the Talented
Mr. Ripley. It's the exact same thing.
He's jerking off to his friend fucking the girl or Gwyneth Paltrow or
whatever. That's the same movie.
It's the exact same thing. And he like, then the guy's like a murderer or whatever. But I don't. Let's not ruin anything. But also, when I get a really ripped body, I'm gonna get a slash in my eyebrow.
Ooh, okay.
What do you think of that? Don't do it.
I think you should do it. I think you should also get like a silver tooth if you're gonna do it, like in the front.
No, I don't like that. I don't like when people put like little beads on it. I go, oh, there's a cavity on your tooth.
Yeah, doesn't look good. But
were guys sucking each other off?
Yeah.
So okay,
you were in the. Let's be clear. You were in the Marines.
I was in the Marines. Yeah.
My brother.
So I was with. shout out.
I thought he was in the reserves.
That's very true.
Pussy.
He was in the reserves, and he does have "Don't Tread on Me" on his chest.
Hilarious.
I know him because he couldn't keep his weight down. Okay. We struggle with it.
The Carlitos.
We struggle with our weight.
That is a funny reason to get kicked out because they will kick you out if you're fat, which is hilarious. There wasn't actually that many. No, there wasn't. I knew so I was in an all male unit and nobody was like openly gay. But when I got attached to a unit for like a deployment, there was an openly gay guy. But other than that, I didn't know anybody that was like openly gay. Not that there weren't.
What was his vibe? It was like, oh, yeah, I'm gay, but I can fucking kill you.
It was you could tell he was gay.
Was he
he had his eyebrows done and like do his, he was the only guy that was doing his hair every day. And it was he was very like
his full face, like Botox. He was like, let's kill some Iraqis.
He's serving while he's saluting. He's like,
he's like, let's go, faggots. You're in the Middle East. It's Britney Spears.
America, she's beautiful. What was his job?
He was infantry.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so fuck. Yeah, kicking in doors. Kicking in doors, being like, get on the ground.
We're from America, bitch.
Do you like the taste of freedom? He shoots gay.
Never misses. Okay. You know the guys were letting him suck their dicks.
Yeah.
They, probably.
100
He was. So here's the thing.
Was he like a hot gay guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Like he was like a pretty gay guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked my uncle about this because Jarhead makes it seem that they're like, hey, make sure you're jerking off enough. Like the Jarhead did. My uncle goes, no, we didn't fucking ask our troops to jerk off.
Yeah, no. The only thing that we ever got like similar to that was when we were in Thailand. They were like, do not. Like they were like, listen, it is an issue. Every time we come here, somebody will inevitably sleep with like a lady boy. Like that's the correct term, by the way. I'm not being, that's what they call themselves. Somebody eventually will sleep with a male prostitute dressed up as a female and then beat the shit out of them. And then we have to get you from the Thai police department. So like, do not. And then somebody did. Dude, I got arrested. I was talking about this on another podcast. The one I was, again, it wasn't my unit. It was like one that we were on the boat with. Some dude tried to, when we were in Thailand, he went to Thailand and tried to do like fucking, like Muay Thai. Like he tried to like do kickboxing against Like, he entered a fighting league
yeah.
and then got the shit kicked out of him. And then the fucking owner of the gym was like, you have to give us like $300. You used our facility. And the guy was like, I'm not fucking paying you. I just got the shit kicked out of me, whatever. So then they called the cops, and then the cops kicked the shit out of him again. And then he got arrested. And then, like, we just never saw him again.
Whoa.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wait, wow. Yeah. It's also like, let's not hook up with the ladyboys and then beat the shit out of them, okay? Those are really pretty girls.
Yeah. Yes, my,
they're gorgeous girls.
Yeah, and they also can trick it's like,
we, you know it's happening. You, they just freak out afterwards.
My college roommate was from Bangkok.
Yeah, we're just saying, like, when the, after they come, they kind of get weird.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm like, don't hit me, I'm 6'5". I'll kill you, okay?
My college roommate was from Bangkok, and he goes, if you go, you'll be able to tell it's a ladyboy because it's the most beautiful woman you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
He said it's, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
The first time I went
Had
sex with a lady boy?
No.
Okay.
Never been to Thailand.
No. I went to Indonesia for a month.
Did
and
you?
And my local tour guide, which was like my rugby mate's cousin or something, would like, he's like, hey, let's go for a drive. And I was like, okay. And like, he pulls onto this side street, and I'm talking like 50 hookers. But they were all lady boys, and they were like dancing on the car. And he was just like, he's like, don't roll the window down. Don't roll the window down. They'll steal your shit. So,
like mermaids.
And, yeah, it's also funny. It's like, it's
like an evil mermaid. Ooh, don't listen to the siren song.
Yeah. So
he would crack the window down just enough so like he could slide a little dollar bill out.
So bad.
It's like a zoo exhibit or something. Have you ever been to like Colorado when they like have like the buffalo and they're like, don't get out of the car.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
literally
yeah.
like they will trample you. Okay. Is it ladyboys? Is that straight or gay?
Like, well, if you're gonna fuck one. I think ladyboy is like a specific cultural thing in
right,
that
like,
region.
So
and
I'm saying
I
if you were
think that they don't have the same ideas.
Right, because it's all spectrums.
Like, and they're not like woke.
Right, yeah.
They're not like, call me the correct terminology.
Yeah. They're like, can I have $5,
and
please?
Also, they are, like we said, gorgeous.
Well, yeah, I don't think that they don't have like this whole like, if I fuck them, then I'm gay. That means I'm weak.
Also, like, let's just be honest. Like, when you're, if you're Asian and trans, it's probably just you're a lot luckier. It transitions a lot easier. It like just looks.
Is that bad to say?
I don't know.
I don't think that's bad to say at all. It is easier.
Listen,
it makes your life a lot easier for sure.
Let's just be honest. Like the German structure of a male body is a little bit rougher than the Asian. Okay?
Yeah.
Big shoulders, bro.
Big shoulders, jawline. It's like, yeah, look what's up? Shave it down. You know what I mean? But those Asian ones, you can turn it quickly.
I think that
you're scared.
I'm terrified.
I'm not,
but I don't
think it's bad.
I get what
I'm
you're
sorry,
saying.
I believe in science. get the vaccine. No other gay podcast is doing this.
Hey, I'm not Asian and I'm not trans. I have no fucking idea.
And I'm just a gay white man with opinions. Okay, arrest me.
Who votes the right way?
So no one's having sex in the army, but men on men.
Not that I know. I'm sure there's zero chance it didn't happen.
So you didn't connect with somebody else and be like, oh, dude, we always, because I've talked to gay dudes who were deployed, and they were like, dude, those showers were fucking awesome.
See, I never experienced that at all. I was also.
Were you were enlisted too, right?
Yeah.
So
yes.
Josh is like, I'll wait till midnight to go shower. I'm scared of all the other boys.
Dude, we had a guy who would shower. The biggest dick I've ever seen. When we would shower, we had a communal shower, and he would stand at the entrance and he would face the door. So when you walked in, he would just be fucking just watch, and you'd be like, dude, put it away, dude. Like, what are you doing?
That's like someone else told that story.
No, I think it happens a lot.
It probably just happened.
It was thinking about Corey.
Corey said that.
In
the football locker room.
The guy would have a hard on, and he would like have to slap it like a revolving door or like a ticket checker.
Let me tell you about this for you guys. They don't do that stuff with us.
It's
been a huge point in because I'm hanging out with these straight dudes, and they're like, oh, put it away, Conzen.
Yeah, it's like, don't do it around them.
And the
yeah, I don't like that culture. Don't do it around the gay culture. It's like, it's not funny if they see it.
Yeah. I also.
That's so good.
One of my roommates.
It's not funny if they see it. It's not funny, dude.
They
boys club.
Kyle also will be like, dude, that's gay. So all that. And then he'll look at me and go, oh, I don't mean it like that. I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude. Yeah. I wasn't just over here valuing your gay opinion.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I didn't understand what you were saying.
Also, I love that the straight guys are always like, sorry, I didn't mean it like that. I don't mean it like, it's like, I know you're saying faggot behind my back. I know you're saying it.
Yeah. Specifically my house.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think they actually, there was a bunch, when they have a whiteboard and they call each other gay on that. And then when I moved in, I realized that they all just like, they didn't erase the whole thing, just the word gay.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys, I could guess the fucking Jeopardy. What is it? I don't know.
What do you mean by they had a whiteboard with gay? Like they would write gay. Like
they would be like, Mavericks a homo or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah,
classic street.
Yeah, good behavior. Yeah, Matt and I have a fridge with magnets, and sometimes I'll walk downstairs and there'll be some fun words spelled on the whiteboard. Or and then my girlfriend who lives with three of us is like, what the fuck are we doing?
Oh,
she's
wow.
Like, are we fucking 16? Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen your girlfriend. Does she not like comedy?
Is she not exist?
She, what's that? Yeah. She goes to a different school. You guys wouldn't know her. No, she likes comedy. She just doesn't. She comes out once in a while. She just hates comedy. I mean, she's been with me for like the whole time I've done
good
comedy.
Good for her.
Yeah. So she'll be like, if I do like a big show, she'll come out like anytime I've like done like cool weekends with comics that she likes or whatever, she'll come out and like just to meet them and whatever. But other than that, she like doesn't like, yeah. She's not going to go to like a spot that I have at the Creek at 8. She's just like, I'd rather stay in and fucking watch like TV.
Even when people want to come, even friends, I'm like,
please don't.
I just want to be alone. Like,
well, it's just like, I don't want to
have to be alone in front of this audience. I really do hate looking out and seeing people that I know.
Yeah, it's weird.
But I don't even mean that. I mean like even for the hang. Like,
yeah, the hang is what it is. It's like, and she's a good hang. She's not a bad hang. Yeah. It's just like.
But the hang is different.
It's
she's
different.
There.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. And she's not bad in a green room by any means. Because there's some people that I've watched. Dude, I watched somebody. This is a fun story. I was doing guest spots at the Improv, and somebody was getting ready to put out their Netflix special, and another comic came in with his girlfriend, and his girlfriend was like giving notes to the headliner and was like, she was like, I think it's so funny that like that one bit you did about this, but like, have you thought about saying this? And then like, I'm not kidding, like a month later that exact hour was on Netflix the same exact way. It's like, and then the guy was like, yeah, bring your girl to the green room, that's a good idea. And so that's like a thing that we say all the time, like, yeah, bring, whenever somebody's a bad hang, we go, yeah, bring your girlfriend to the green room.
Because there are exceptions, but 99% of the time, don't bring your spouse, your friend, don't bring them.
Yeah. And well, yeah, and my girl's cool because she's like shy, and so she's like, she just keeps to herself and laughs at people. So it's like, she's a perfect hang. She doesn't interject with anything unfunny.
I get so triggered when there's girlfriends in the green room, because then all of a sudden I like turn into like my old gay self where I'm like, okay, let's hey. I'm like, I'm not a monster like the rest of them.
You're in a safe space.
Yeah, we love safe spaces.
Yeah, you guys are a safe space. I've been attacked. This whole thing's an intrigue.
Wow. So you've never done, what's the gayest thing you've ever done?
Matched outfits with her.
Yeah.
She picked out this outfit for me.
This one?
This is legit. This is probably the gayest thing I've, not like actual gay stuff, but like, I told her, I said, I'm going on this podcast. It's two gay guys. I do not want to get made fun of for what I wear. And then she was like, aww. I got a fit for you. And I still am not confident in it. I've been nervous this whole time that you guys are going to be like, olive drab green.
And I was like, are we gay like that? I don't think we're gay like that.
I think it in my head.
Exactly. The fear is coming true.
So like, the thing is, you know what? You said, I go, me too.
How'd she do?
Oh, this
good.
Is
good.
All right.
I don't like light jeans.
Light jeans?
Well, they're not.
He means
dark.
Like black.
I like black jeans. I like gray jeans. I like dark, dark blue jeans. But
I hate an acrylic blue. I hate it.
I like it when they have like a white t-shirt on. You can tell they have a good body on. Like, oh my god, that is so good.
The past two nights, I've had a nightmare that I was wearing bejeweled jeans.
That is a nightmare.
I just remembered that. Dude, I was like,
it's juicy on it.
Yeah, it was like, I think it's because I've been wearing more cowboy boots, and I thought, I was like, am I just gonna full in Latino fucking cowboy?
Top out t-shirt?
So I got out of the military, and when I was going to college, I wanted another job, like I wanted a second job, and I was going to, I started to work at The Buckle, And do you know what the Buckle is?
No. Yeah.
It's the fucking jean store that sells those bedazzled. And it's hilarious. Like, it's a Midwest, like, I'm not kidding. Like, where
your
I'm
dump truck ass.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Where I'm from, like, it was like a sign of, like, if you saw somebody with, like, those bedazzled jeans, you'd be like, he's got money. Like, oh, he drives an F-350. Like, you know what I mean? And so I would have to, like, look, like, I mean, I'm fresh out of, like, I'm, like, 2 months out of the military, and I'm, like, watching, like, grown men walk in and try Oakleys on with those bedazzled jeans and being like, you look sick, man.
You were just
I need commission so bad. I need commission so bad. They'd be like, this is tap out, match these fucking bedazzled jeans. I think I like the star pattern better than I do, like, the square. I'm like, dude,
yeah.
Either way, you look fucking sick. Either way, you're gonna crush at Buffalo Wild Wings, dude. You're gonna go and get some Buffalo Wild Wings pussy, dude.
Where are you from?
Iowa.
Iowa.
I love Iowa.
Yeah. I should have said that at the beginning. It makes things make sense.
Iowa is maybe the saddest state I can think of. Every time I have to drive through it, I'm like, this fucking kill myself.
I love Iowa because, I'll tell you why, the hills go up and down.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Let me, I have two things to say about Iowa, and this is what I love. I've driven across the country. I think Iowa's actually beautiful. My favorite part is every time you go up and down, there's just a splatter of blood. And then literally there'll just be blood all over the streets that they don't clean up. And then you can, like, pull over it, like, little. I remember one time we pulled over this, like, little like barn diner, and they're like, oh yeah. I asked the girl, like, should we get the wine? And she was like, the strawberry wine's my favorite. And we get it, and it's, like, the most disgusting thing I've ever had. And she goes, y'all are so nice. Like, you should come back. And we were like, no.
You went, ew.
No, but I love, whenever I think of Iowa, I think of blood on the highway.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm from, like, I lived in Mason City, Iowa, which is, like, an hour and a half south of, like, Minneapolis. And so when I first started doing comedy, I would go up to Minneapolis all the time. And that's when I was like, oh, that's what actually, like, this is what comedy kind of can look like. Because before, when I was doing comedy, not to make it about comedy, but when I was doing comedy, I would be going to, like, I would be driving, like, 2.5 hours to dive bars to perform for, like, 6 people. And yeah. I was like, I'm grinding. And then I went to Minneapolis a couple times. I was like, this place fucking sucks. Like, Iowa sucks.
Did you move to Minneapolis?
No, I ended up moving to, so it was right before the pandemic, I was going to move to Chicago with a guy that I was doing comedy with. And then the pandemic happened. He lost his job. So he's like, I'm not going to Chicago. And my cousin was living in Denver at the time. And I was just like, I moved back home with my parents, and I was at home for like 2 months after there during the pandemic. And I was like, I can't be here. So then I moved to Denver. And then I went from Denver to San Diego. When
Denver was shut down.
Denver was like shut down.
Yeah.
Like, you could get a ticket for like walking, like going on hikes.
I remember,
I was in Portland, they like gunned us down.
Yeah.
Like, this is China.
I remember my friends from Denver looking down at us and were like, yeah, we're doing this. They're like, that is so irresponsible. I'm like, yeah, but it doesn't exist down here, so we're fine.
Yeah, dude. Denver, I just didn't like. Denver, I don't like Denver.
I like Denver.
I think it's a super pop. People think it's like a great city. It sucks.
I think it's a great city, but you went there in the worst time you possibly could.
You're right.
We went during the summer and we had a good time, but it's fine.
It's fine. I like San Diego. I was living in San Diego. Is my favorite city.
I hate San Diego.
I hate San Diego.
Really?
I've been twice. I don't like it. But
yeah.
Damn. Fuck.
My ex is from there, and
that's
so,
why you don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think that's why.
Yeah,
I don't
you
like
have
it.
Like that. It's that
it's
thing.
It's not
where
his fault. It's not San Diego's fault that
he didn't
listen to my feelings.
Yeah.
But I held the whole city accountable.
Yeah, 100%.
And yeah. I just, you know, they did a study that said, like, what car model is the biggest asshole driver?
Mm.
And it was all, like, BMW was, like, number one. Like, if you drive a BMW, you are an asshole.
And the math adds up on that, by the way.
It is absolutely true. Yeah. And I was in San Diego, and no one gives me the, thank you, none of, like, the... There's no, that's why I hate San Diego.
Yeah, I agree with that.
There's no,
also,
like,
the rent is like $5,000 for a one bedroom. It's like, get the fuck out of here. So I can look at the ocean and a mountain at the same time. Suck my ass.
Yeah. And I think that that'd be because of that.
My friend, every time I hear someone say suck my ass, I think of my friend Taylor, who in high school, she was like, she's like 4'7". And she'd be driving around being like, fucking suck my ass, you stupid bitch. And I was like, oh my God, these little ones have a lot of energy.
4'7", she's using phone books to drive.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. But I don't know. San Diego's kind of gay, I think.
San Diego Pride's fun. It's in the large park there.
To me, San Diego gay guys are like ripped meth heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that's true. My mom was Pacific working Beach, out yeah. there. She had a condo downtown, and she would call it the pirate gym. I work out at a pirate gym. And I was like, what does that mean? She's like, everyone just like big muscles and like shaved heads. And I went there. I was like, Mom, this is the gayest gym I've ever seen in my life.
Do you guys know what Wilton Manors is?
My uncle lives in Wilton Manors, who's gay in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes. So Wilton Manors is the gay area. It's the gay community in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
And where I lived in Fort Lauderdale was like when I was in Fort Lauderdale, I was like 5 minutes away from the Wilton Manors LA Fitness. So I didn't know anything about LA. And so I went to LA Fitness there.
And got raped.
And I kept going back. Dude, it was, I mean, the gayest gym I've ever been to. Like, dudes are only working out. Like, it was inside. Everybody was shirtless. Or if they weren't shirtless, mesh tank top and, like, short shorts.
You know.
They were doing.
You know, you sorry. You
everybody
know
was jacked too.
You
by
know
the way.
It's a gay gym when you go to the showers and there's a sign that says like, "Please do not have sex in the showers."
Yeah.
I've got a scandal for you guys. Okay, Mason City, Iowa, in 2011. I mean, population. My hometown has like 26,000 people.
Yeah.
The YMCA all of a sudden shuts down for like 5 days, and we're like, "What's going on?" It's like one of the only places that everybody would work out at. We're like, "What's going on?" Then the mayor comes out with a statement. And it's like, dude, the board of directors for our school, the board of the Chamber of Commerce, like three members of the Chamber of Commerce, and this guy that's like a really wealthy like business owner in Mason City, like he like kind of is like he's like the Doug Dimmadome of like Mason City, Iowa. They were all having gay sex in the sauna, and they got caught on camera, and it was like this thing where they were like exchanging if you petition to lower taxes on this import or whatever for me, it's the Chamber of Commerce, I'll suck you off in the sauna. They were like leveraging deals with, and it like was a huge thing.
Gay men are evil.
Gay evil, dude. It's a gay doctor evil.
They're always like, oh, you suck my dick, dude. I'll fucking change the law.
I also don't know if I logistically got nailed what they were doing, but that's the gist of it.
I want to say that there's no fucking way was that pre quo quo. Because, like, I'm not going
to. Oh, and
like,
also, that is such like 2600 small town logic gossip. Right
I thought the story was going to crush. You guys were like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, firstly, I was so excited.
Sauna, fine. Yeah, that's where you do it. And
do you do it in the steam room?
You should do it in the steam room because the sauna makes it really.
You guys are fucking in the saunas?
No, I have a bad body.
Publicly?
No, I just go to the gym, I do the shit I'm supposed to, and I go home and shower in peace. Okay.
It depends on which gym you go to.
People are fucking publicly in these gyms?
Oh, sucking.
Yeah.
Sucking and
fucking. That's what I'm talking about. That sign exists for a fucking reason.
I've never seen that sign.
I don't think you should have anal at the gym.
No.
In the showers, you can.
Have anal is a weird way to say that, right? Is that how you guys say
it? Would you say do anal?
Yeah, I would say do anal.
And I would say have.
And I you would say take?
And I would say, and I would say take.
Yeah.
I have anal. One second, say it again. Can you say it?
I have not had anal in like so long.
You're scared about that?
Yeah, it's like, what does that say about me?
You're going to heaven. Welcome, brother.
I don't think I've had anal since May of last year.
I think what you need to do is
what do you do?
Go look at your lube and see what kind of condition it's in.
I don't do anal at my apartment. I never do anal at home.
Because you don't want to clean the sheets? Because you don't have an in-unit laundry?
Like, what am I supposed to do? In-unit laundry. I have to go to the laundromat for this shit in my bed. No, it's not going to happen.
Do you have to
that makes
do
so much
condoms
sense.
Or no?
Yeah, I'm a condoms boy.
Because
I haven't used one in a decade, maybe. Somebody called me a reservoir tip hat. He was making fun of my beanie, and I had no idea what they were talking about.
Wait, what?
Because you just don't know. Yeah, you just haven't
they
associated
They said
it.
That my beanie looked like a reservoir tip from a condom,
So you're not butt fucking. Are you?
I'm jerking, I'm sucking.
You're jerking and sucking. That's what a side is, you said earlier. So there's a bottom and there's a side,
mm-hmm.
And then there's a top.
Yeah.
Is there anything else in there?
I guess.
This is a lot. I don't know.
Probably.
A lot of in-betweens.
There's a diaper boy that lives near me.
Oh,
I don't even like what that is. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, but nobody knows what they're up to.
What?
The human urinal.
Yeah.
They piss and shit on
them. Have you heard about milking?
I think so.
With the asshole.
No, with the table.
Oh, yeah.
From that Dave.
Yeah. Jimmy, what is wrong with you?
What? It's not that bad.
It's a table.
There's a table. The guy lays on it, puts his dick through the hole of the table, and then someone goes underneath the hole.
It's just a it's a glory hole, but like vertically, they're horizontally.
Milking with, like milking the prostate.
No, no, no. It's just you. Yeah. It's like you're.
Yeah, Jimmy, that's my apartment.
Yeah, like, I've been to my house before. Yeah.
Those videos are me, Jimmy.
God, that'd be so funny. If that's one thing I'm like worried about is one day someone will see me in a sex video and be like, "Oh my God, is that Colton?" That's my first fear.
I mean,
is
you
becoming
have an OnlyFans. That's for sure gonna happen.
Thank you.
My dick's on the internet.
Mm. I don't think my penis is. I mean, I'm sure somebody has.
Do you
save
that?
I have saved. I have. But, yeah. It was when I was in the. I mean, when I was in the military, I was like, you know what I mean, rapid fire with those. Mm-hmm. Before you go home, on
were
like,
you? Were you? I can't tell if you're ripped now.
I work out a lot. Yeah. I'm not like. I'm not definitely not eating right or anything, but I used to be. Yeah. I used to power.
Did you give me a six pack?
I used to. Yeah. Was I used to be able to run like fucking 3 miles in like 16 minutes and like 20 seconds. I was fucking little unit, dude. A little unit, just me with a shaved head being like, I love this country. Uncle Sam, baby.
That's so funny. Do you have any like America tattoos?
Yeah.
What do you have?
I have a USMC on my back.
Okay.
And then,
wait, how big?
It's not that big.
And where?
It's
just a lower.
I want to be clear, my brother who was kicked out, who listens to the podcast every single week, and we love you, Taylor, and we love the kids, and congratulations on the new baby.
Wait, that's so funny. My sister also had a new baby.
We love you, Luca, but his name's Luca. I don't bring it up. We don't like it. But
no. My sister's baby's name is worse.
What is it?
It's a boy, and his name is Jody.
Oh, that sucks.
I hate that.
That's horrible.
It is a bad name.
And that's my mom's name.
Yeah, no exactly.
Way.
It makes Jody. Sense for
it makes sense for
everything's connected.
A woman.
Yeah, everything is all of a sudden.
But it's either, I want to be clear. My brother's tattoo is "Don't tread on me" across the chest, like it loops all
crazy.
The way down. Yeah,
I like that. Like
I hate, dude. There's dudes. God, the tattoos you see. In
he
the
also
military.
Has. If you, it looks like a bear ripped off his skin, and underneath it is, let's all say it together, the American flag.
Let's all say it together. It's great.
I actually, that one I don't mind.
No, that's great. He looks great.
That's fucking
sick. I was
sick,
thinking about
baby.
Getting some America shit just in case anyone finds me. They're like, oh, I'm a patriot.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, fucking.
I have America tattoos. I have Grey's Anatomy tattoos. That's
did
America.
You get in any fights or anything or battles
so, yeah,
or gunfights where you were going
to
die?
Okay, no, nothing like that.
Okay.
But I did. Just instinctually, like I used to be like I've always kind of taken on like the little, I have like little brother energy, I like to say. Like I'm always kind of just like the guy that's fucking like, I have older, bigger people that protect me. So I like to just like fucking start shit. So I used to have, like even now,
like my a mouthy girl.
Yeah, I'm a mouthy girl. I'm a lady.
And it's like, oh, great, I'm getting my ass kicked tonight.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'll be like, we're getting in a fight. And by that, I mean, you three are getting in a fight. Yeah. I will be talking shit. I mean, even right now, I live with a Navy SEAL. And Matt and I live with a Navy SEAL, which is also fun because
have
it's like, who's going to fuck my
Stop.
Girlfriend first?
Wait, who, have we met the Navy SEAL?
Yeah, Jack O'Sullivan.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, Boston
dude.
He's a
SEAL,
He's a Navy SEAL. Yeah.
He's like the
Come
sweetest
on, dude.
Guy.
Dude,
come on, fucking dude.
I fucking love that guy.
I'm a fucking go Sox. I like Mark Wahlberg. And so he's like, him and, like, when I go out with him, he also trained boxing for, like, his entire, he's from Boston. He's like, you have to. Like, he is just like what
Although
you would,
to me, he seems so, like, such a respectful person.
He is.
Yeah.
He's great. He's amazing.
I think once you reach SEAL, then you stop having to, like, overcompensate.
Yes, yeah.
And you don't
have
to be like, I'm fucking.
It's so fun because when I go out, I'll just pick, should we fight this guy? And he's like, fucking don't, dude. But, but if somebody talks shit, I can be as cocky as I want to be because it's like, oh, are you going to fight me? How about you fight this Navy SEAL guy who is a boxer, by the way? And then I just, like, sit back.
My dad was a fighter forever. He was also a boxer at West Point and
crazy. That's so sick.
A ranger and airborne ranger. And
no,
he's still, he's but old. He's now old.
Yeah, now he's got. He just can't move
his
arms.
Brain, yeah, he literally couldn't raise his hand, and he just get fucked up. And one time he came up to me at this place in Nashville. We're at a honky tonk or whatever. He goes, "I'm gonna fucking fight that guy." And my first thing was, "Please don't. You can't raise your arms. Why do you want to fight this guy?" He goes, "I can't remember."
CTE so bad. He's just, jumping out of planes too much. Mandy.
Well, this may be a great time to introduce our last two segments. The first one is, do you have any questions for us?
This is like, have you ever seen Reddit, like Ask a Gay Guy? Do you know what that is?
No.
There's like a big Reddit thread that it's like Ask a Gay Guy.
Oh,
and you can like
They're stealing from us.
I think it's been I think it's been a thing. Well, no, they're stealing. Fuck you. Yeah, fuck them, dude. Fuck you guys.
I was born in 1990, so it's
So ask you guys anything. Can it be any question?
Anything you want. If you've asked,
I wish I would have prepped for this.
I told you last night.
Oh, poppers! I want to talk about poppers because you brought it up yesterday.
Oh yeah,
poppers.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know what they were.
I've never heard of them.
What?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, they get you high and they open up the ass.
They're like,
this is common practice?
They're like, yeah.
Depends.
Is there like, are they like straight edge?
Like, well, Matt Ross won't draw them. He told me, he was like, I won't do poppers. He's like a really bad addict.
We're not gonna do heroin.
Yeah. Do poppers open up the ass and leave it open, or is it like a garage door where then it like closes again?
You have to hit the switch like six or seven times.
Jimmy, that's not how it works. It's going up and down.
Well, like, is it like, oh, do the popper, it opens up, I put it in, and then it closes again?
Sorry. Open is not the right word.
You know when people say like you're
relaxed.
I'm thinking of it as like
your body feels relaxed.
Yeah, because like a lot of times if you're stressed out, you'll be like, you know what I mean? Like that's why people are like, oh, they're tight out there. Like their asses are tight. Like,
oh, you have a tight ass. So if you're like you're a dickhead.
If you're stressed out,
yeah.
You hold it or whatever. It's like, yeah, it just makes you kind of like, oh.
But if I do two poppers in a row, am I going to be even more relaxed?
It's not a pill, Jimmy. Okay. If I do two in a row, no, it just makes you feel high. I top and I use them.
So it's okay. It's like pre-workout for fucking.
Yes.
It's also very. It's bucked up. It's a very warm feeling too. So like it is sensual.
Have you guys ever done?
It's like the KY icy hot
stuff.
It really is like a whip pad.
Have you guys ever done like? Have you ever smelled like smelling salts? Is it like a smelling salt for sex?
Nothing. Smelling salts. I was using smelling salts to get up out of bed in the morning, which is
that's just depression.
No, I wasn't. Yeah, this is the pill. It wasn't the symptom was depression for sure.
Yeah.
I would just, and it wouldn't get you out of bed, but it would hurt.
I used to do it when I would power lift before you like try to like lift up something really heavy. You'd fucking and get this head rush. You'd be like, crazy.
This is not going to sound like a brag, but we were doing the roast battle at the mothership and we were in the green room and they had like the XX smelling salts and they're like, Dylan, do this. And I was like, oh my God, we're doing Joe Rogan's smelling salts. And literally it like came, like, it was probably like this far away and I was like,
Yeah.
Literally I actually for a second, like, you know when you, have you ever done drugs before?
Yeah.
You know when you take like a ton of drugs all at once and all of a sudden you go, this is what they mean, like when they say like I'm gonna OD and die.
Yeah.
For a second, literally thought I was like, oh, I'm about to pass out in the green room at the mothership. And this is gonna be humiliating.
It's gonna be so embarrassing.
Yeah,
it's like
gonna be the worst thing ever happened.
The only way to wake you up was to get you some more sleep.
Yeah. The only way you're like, oh god, cycle. You're like, oh my god.
I could not. And then I did a little bit more, and I was like, all right, now we're ready to go out and have fun.
You did like it.
It really wakes you up.
Yes.
It's ammonia.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like really bad
for
you.
That's why cleaning ladies are always so fucking pumped up.
You think it's good for you?
Yeah, I don't think Joe Rogan would have it. I don't think my good friend would put it in it. I've never met him. Okay.
It is fine if you use it moderately.
Okay.
And the biggest problem is actually the damage to your nasal passage.
Yeah, I would imagine it's chemical burn.
Yeah.
Okay, other gay questions.
Okay. Well, don't stress yourself out.
This isn't even a gay question. This is just one final thought maybe I've had.
Okay.
Sometimes I don't like watching gay scenes in movies.
It's okay.
Because I'm afraid I'm going to feel something.
What are you going to feel?
What does that make me?
I think that makes...
A coward.
No, here's the real thing. Have you seen Place Beyond the Pines?
Wait.
With Ryan Gosling.
No, but I've seen the trailer and I always think, I need to see this
okay,
movie.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is just a different, it's not a question. It's just more of a statement. That's the only time I've ever been like that guy's super hot. Like super, like not even like sexually. Like I'm just like, that's like the best looking human.
You said the same thing with Saltburn.
Jacob,
so you're actually making a whole list.
Yeah, that Jacob dude and Ryan Gosling. Yeah. Okay, who's the hottest guy?
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you nervous that if you were in a room with them, they would pin you up and you would like it?
maybe.
Yeah.
I'd be naughty a little.
I'm such a little brother.
Oh,
energy.
No, my fat ass is out. Oh, not my anterior pelvic tilt. Oh, no, Ryan Gosling covered in tattoos in the place beyond the pines. Don't fuck me in the butt.
Well, I think that guys need to be, I think, listen, we say it all the time. If women weren't so homophobic, men would be open to experimenting. But you do one thing and you're a faggot.
Do you think women are the root? I don't think I would.
And other men.
And other men.
Yeah. And then gay men are, you know, we're predators, so we're like, do it.
You guys are bad influences.
Yeah. I'm just like,
Peer pressure?
I don't know.
That if there was an apocalypse situation and then all of a sudden it was like, I think, you know, there'd be a lot more men experimenting and doing gay stuff than you think.
I've never had the urge to actually do it.
That's good.
But I think Jacob Elordi and Jacob Elordi and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, but when you say that, what do you want them to do to you, or what do you imagine
reach behind
would be
and
done?
Finger your ass?
I just think it's more like it's just art, kind of, where you're like you're just yeah.
I think I feel
it's
like,
just like it's like when you look at something and you're like
you're
it's
like you
like,
just said gay sex is art,
not gay sex.
Okay,
those individuals.
Oh, okay,
but doing sexual like, things.
To me.
To me. No, but like, you see, like, Daniel Tosh has a joke about it. Like, Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio, like, having sex. It's like, that's just art at that point. It's not even gay. It's just art. Like, I think there's a level of attractiveness. It's the same thing with women. I'm sure you guys find, like, are there any ladies? That's a good question. So men are like, I think a lot of men have like Ryan Gosling crushes. I think that's pretty in right now. You see trends of like, I'm literally him. Have you seen these? Do you know what I'm talking about? People are like,
why
doing
is he
this.
Back in the news? I didn't
because
realize
of Barbie. I think he started making a resurgence. He also looked weird in that movie.
He won the Golden Globe.
Yeah, crazy.
And Barbie didn't win anything else.
Yeah, that was one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. I actually haven't been able to make it through, and I've tried four times.
Crazy.
But what are you saying?
So like, I think a lot of guys will look at. Like people like, you know,
who is your girl crush?
Yeah, girl crush, I guess, is the question. The better way to phrase it, the right way to phrase it.
You know the thing about women sexually? I immediately gives me so much anxiety because you have to like, maybe it sounds bad, like care about their feelings. And it gives me anxiety. Like, I don't even want to think about having sex with a woman because it's like, what does that even mean? Like, I can't just walk away from the situation. It's like, if you have sex with a woman, it's like, maybe there has to be a conversation at some point or afterwards where it's like, hey, everything. I don't know. It just
I think
like,
that if I was confident that I wouldn't have to coddle.
Yeah, coddle. Coddle.
Coddle's a good word.
Then I would, confident I have to coddle. I love alliteration. And then her cunt. Coddle her cunt. If I was confident I wouldn't have to coddle her cunt, I would do it in a hot second. Yeah. And the first person to pop into my mind, and this is a crazy, I don't know why, it's her, Tila Tequila.
You know she's like a Nazi?
Yeah, she became really Republican.
Yeah, wow, crazy, Colton. Wow, yeah. Cancel Colton.
2006, Tila Tequila.
She also is like, I'm not bisexual. It was all fake.
Oh.
She's Christian.
Dude, there's photos of her in like, heiling Hitler.
Yeah,
she's heiling?
I shouldn't have done that. But yeah, like, yeah, she's got like a swastika armband.
Isn't she like
Asian?
Yeah, that's I was.
Well, that's it's confusing. It's definitely a contradiction.
Asian people
are
the most racist, but
it's just a position for sure.
My friend Ryan said that, but
do I know Ryan?
Gosling.
You do know Ryan? He always says I don't give him ideas when I say the thing in the podcast. So there you go, Ryan. Asian people are the most racist, but I thought that was gonna get a laugh, so now I edit that out.
But, No, I feel like that's a common thing, especially when they're like, "Oh, I'm not Japanese, I'm Chinese." You're like,
let's
"Whoa,
move on
that's
to the
very
final
specific."
Segment.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, let's go on. Yeah.
Right. I don't want to talk about the Asian racism anymore. But and I know I brought it up, but our final segment, classic.
Two wongs don't make a right.
Okay, I'm done.
Two wongs don't make a right.
If you were a gay man, would you rather have sex with me or Colton? Colton's only at the bottom, I only top. We both love oral.
Can you side for me?
Yeah.
In fact, that's probably what he's going to do. Yeah. But you will have to put it in.
Well, I will if I have a, you know. Yeah, for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, what's the... Okay, so wait. So,
so you're not even going to have sex if, like, you only will get fucked. You won't even decide.
Thank you so much. Thanks for setting my boundaries.
You won't even jerk off with another guy or make out or and, like, oral?
If I'm making out, it's definitely going to go more.
Yeah, to oral.
And then now we've reached oral.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess it's if he has a mouth dick, then for sure I guess we're only doing
Have
that.
Have you let anyone else fuck you since your husband left?
Not yet.
Okay. Are you scared?
I am a little afraid, and she but I'm also happen. Need to ask what the rules are.
Yeah, you guys like have no communication.
Yeah, we're working on
she's
that.
Like not even married to him.
Yeah. I just we used to be like fully open, and he would just get so sad every time I did it.
Yeah, that's not a good road to go
so
down.
So then right? It was like at this point, well, I'm just like it's not even worth it for me to have to deal with that.
I was like, the cameras are on.
Well, no, we've talked this part. We've talked about.
Yeah.
So then it became like, well, I'm not really needing it that much right now.
Yeah.
And you know, he's been so lonely. He called and told me all about the Grammys, and I was like,
that's bad.
That's pretty down bad.
I was like, dude, I didn't watch the Grammys on purpose. And then he was like, I'll tell you everything about the Grammys. And at one point, I was like, I'm getting the fucking worst version of the Grammys. Like, it's your best memory of the Grammys instead of me just watching the Grammys.
Yeah.
But then I realized he just needed to talk it out. And I was like, it's like a preschooler telling you about their day. So that's a mean thing to say, probably.
Cut it out. Secondhand Grammys is funny, though. Yeah. Being like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. 10 seconds into that conversation, I would have mentally tuned out.
Right. Yeah. But I was trying to be supportive. So I guess you're a gay man in this scenario.
In this scenario, yeah. We'll talk. Let me think it through. How tall are you?
6 foot.
How tall are you, actually?
6 foot.
How tall
six
is he?
6'5".
You're 6'5".
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you mentioned it a couple times.
I'm exactly 6 foot.
You're exactly 6 foot. Okay. And you have to suck me off.
Yeah.
I will.
No, are you saying like you have to suck me off? It's like, well, I like to.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
There's a power dynamic.
Yeah. And by the way, you're gay. You love this shit.
Yeah. The problem is that if he's sucking you off, you won't be able to fuck him after. He won't fuck you afterwards.
Maybe I'm open
right now. Right now,
I'm oral top.
Okay, oral top.
But yeah. If you call him...
Oral, see, these are the subcategories that I was wondering about.
So I'll suck
earlier.
Your dick, but I'll also fuck you.
And I'll suck your dick, and then you fuck me. But specifically, if you're smaller than me, I'm probably going to try something.
See, that scares me. It's like I don't want Len to get any like surprises pulled at the last second. You know what I mean? I feel like I can trust you more.
Well, that's nice.
I feel like I can trust Dylan more. I feel like you'd be mean.
No, I'm...
You'd be like, yeah, fuck me.
No.
I'd be like, whoa, I'm trying. No. I don't know what else you want, dude.
Whoa, I'm trying.
Yeah.
You'd be mean. I feel like I would go with Dylan out of principle. Not even like, it's nothing else. It's just because I feel like you would be so mean.
I wouldn't be mean, but I would be confused if I was like harder. And you're like, I am. I'd be like...
Yeah, see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Dylan would be like, it's okay, you're trying your best, you know,
Whoa, that's actually that voice.
Your voice?
Yeah.
that was your voice?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I feel most comfortable with a pillow, because I can't control my face. So if I know my face is in a pillow, I'm not judging.
Well, you are. They just can't see it.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's even that it's like, you know. It's like I'm trying my best. The whole time here's what I think would happen. I'd be trying my best and it wouldn't be good enough. I would be trying my best, it wouldn't be good enough, but you'd be nice about it.
Oh, well, I used to be fat.
That's what it is. That's why you're so nice. That's a thing. Fat people who get skinny are like nice people. They're good people.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's nothing worse than like a fat sorry, there's nothing worse than a fat person who's mean. It's like, okay.
I know.
You get one or the other. Either fat and nice, or you're fucking nice and or you're
but
mean
activists
and,
online are like fat people don't owe you joy. I'm like, you owe us something.
Yeah, you owe us. You're taking up a lot of space to not owe us anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Anyways, I'm fat phobic.
Okay, Josh. A lot of fat phobic guests we've had last couple of days.
Work out.
Yeah.
I feel like Josh, when he's fucking, it's like he, in his head, he's like, I'm doing this on behalf of the Marines.
Yeah.
I'm on the representation.
Yeah. And I hit her afterwards too, because I really want to live up to that fucking spirit, the core.
Donkey
incredible.
Punch me.
That's a huge thing. You know that?
Yeah.
People what? Like a lot of military members hit their girlfriends and wives. It's not good. It's a problem.
Yeah.
You want to hear a fun story before we get out of here? It's not actually fun. We shouldn't end the podcast. Let's go on to the next. We shouldn't end on this one. I'll tell you off it. What, is there anything else that you guys?
That's it.
That was
that's
the follow up. So Dylan is the answer. Ding, ding,
oh,
ding,
thank
ding.
Thank you so
Dylan.
Much.
That's
well,
so nice.
Who gets most answers?
It's pretty 50-50.
Yeah.
Really?
But it's always, it's usually like, I'd have a one-night stand with Colton, but I feel like I could have a relationship with Dylan. And you basically answered that, like, from his personality, you want to fuck him more, which is, like, pretty
hurtful.
Nice and hurtful.
Well, that's
the same
like,
time.
That we, this, every single episode is, like, the same thing, which is, like, Colton, people are like, I love your looks, and Dylan, I love your personality, which is, like, what neither one of us wants.
Yeah. You are prettier for sure.
And, yeah, and I'm like, mm-hmm, I, yeah, great personality.
But you're handsome, too, though. You're not.
Let's
you're
not do this. Do you have anything to plug?
My ass. Come on over, Dylan. Triple F Podcast. Every week I'm with Matt Ross and Jeff Dolezal. We have a podcast. We also do sketches over at YouTube. It's Good Girl Studios on YouTube.
Great sketches.
Is she related to Rachel Dolezal?
No, she just got to be so sick. She's a problem.
Yeah, but she also just got fired from her teaching job for having an OnlyFans.
That's what I'm saying. She's a problem. She's up to something.
Oh, wow.
But
wait, finish your plugs.
Yeah, and then we do Creek in the Cave every Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Great show.
And then we, I don't think we have any road dates as of right now. So, yeah, that's basically it. My Instagram's Josh Francis Comedy.
Nice. And I've been, of course, going Dowling. This is Dylan P. Carlino.
And P. And Jimmy, at Jimmy Clifford.
At Jimmy Clifford.
And please follow. Wait, you write a fucking review on the everything, whatever you say. What are we supposed to say, Jimmy?
Write a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and comment and subscribe on the YouTube.
Comment on the YouTube and fucking subscribe, you pigs.
To the
you little pigs. You fucking piglets.
It would be really cool if you'd subscribe to our YouTube channel.
That's what I just said.
Do you guys
have... I was saying it again because it was so good.
Do you guys have a little name for your listeners?
You know the baddies.
What is it?
Baddies or bad boys?
Bad boys? Bad boys is hilarious. We have good girls. That's what we... That's like
Good
Girls Studios. We're bad boys. You guys are good girls. Or no.
Yeah, love it.
We're good girls. You're bad boys.
We also have a special surprise coming up very soon.
We do.
It's my penis.
That wouldn't be special. Good day,
bye. Bye.
Hilarious.